Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today I'm glad that we can review all of it together.
Yes. So let's start our review by looking at the lessons, and then we'll ask you some questions. So pay attention. Okay, let's watch together.
Are Rob and Alex hiking now?
Yes, they are on the Pacific Crest Trail.
How exciting! Is the trail really long?
Yes, it is. They can't hike the whole trail. That takes between 4 and 6 months.
Wow! How long is the trail?
It's 4,265 kilometers long.
What a long trail! I can't hike that far.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm okay, but I'm tired. And my left boot is rubbing my big toe!
Let's stop and rest. You can take off your boot and put a bandage on your toe.
Good idea. I don't want a blister.
No, you don't. We're hiking a long way.
How far are we going today?
About 12 miles.
How far are Rob and Alex going to hike?
They chose a 50-mile section of the trail. They can hike that in 3 or 4 days.
So that's about 12 miles a day. Are they carrying everything with them?
Yes. They have food and water. They also have sleeping bags, a tent, and everything else.
Their backpacks must be heavy.
They are.
How's your foot, Alex?
It hurts. So I can't hike much farther today.
Don't worry, we're almost at our stopping place. It's only about a mile up the trail.
That's good. I'm tired and hungry.
When we get there, we can build a fire and cook some food. We can sleep next to a river beside some trees.
That sounds great!
James, how's your new apartment?
It's good. Thanks, Taylor. After work, I'm going to buy a new dining room table.
Great! What kind of table do you want?
I want a round table. And I want a table made of wood.
I like round tables. Then people can sit in a circle.
Yes, rectangular tables seem less friendly.
Linda, we can have dinner tonight at 8 p.m.
Wonderful! Which restaurant are we eating at?
A new restaurant. It's called Simon's Shapes.
That's a strange name.
Yes, but the chef's name is Simon, and he prepares food in strange shapes.
What do you mean?
Well, he bakes bread in triangles and cuts vegetables into diamonds.
Susie, have you seen Taylor here today?
No, Rob. Are you looking for her?
Yes. I have some donuts for her.
I love donuts. Can I have one?
Well, I have a box of 10 donuts. They're for Taylor, James, and me.
That's perfect. One for me and 3 for each of you.
Fine. You can have one.
Taylor, here are your 3 donuts.
My 3 donuts?
Yes. Rob left them for you. There were 10 for James, Rob, and you to divide.
And I get 3?
That's correct. 10 minus 1 is 9, and 9 divided by 3 equals 3.
Wait, where did the first donut go?
I ate it.
Well, Susie, that's some excellent math.
Hello, friends. Welcome to eReport. My name is Campbell. Right now, I'm reading my favorite children's book. It's about a little caterpillar that turns into a butterfly. I love this story. Why? Well, because I love butterflies. They are beautiful. And did you know butterflies are really important for our environment? It's true. And I know a place where we can learn all about butterflies. Come with me. I'll show you.
Butterflies are some of the most beautiful and interesting insects in the world. There are many different kinds of butterflies. They all have colorful wings that they use to fly. But butterflies are not just pretty to look at. They are also very important for the environment. In fact, if you see butterflies flying around, it is a sign that an environment is healthy. Butterflies can only live in good, clean environments. Unfortunately, because of pollution and people destroying nature, butterflies are losing their homes. Some types of butterflies have completely disappeared, but there are some places that are trying to change that.
Alright friends, today we are going on a little hike. But before that, let me introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin. Can you say hi? Alright, well, anyway, today I am going to take all of you to a special place called the Jennan Butterfly Trail. People created this trail to help butterflies and other insects. I'll tell you more along the way. Come on, let's go. Let's take a quick break. As I was saying, the Jennan Butterfly Trail was created as a place where butterflies could be safe. And it worked. There are over 150 different types of butterflies along this trail. Can you believe it? Here, butterflies can lay eggs, eat, live, and grow well. And people can come here to learn all about butterflies. There are signs all along this trail that teach you about butterflies, like this one. Let's go see what else we can learn. I'm so excited. We haven't even gotten to the trail yet, and I've already seen some butterflies. I wonder what we'll see at the trail. Come on, let's go.
The Butterfly Trail is a beautiful natural environment where butterflies can have a home. What makes this a great place for butterflies? To get the answer to that question, we must first understand the life of a butterfly. Every butterfly goes through 4 different life stages. First, an adult female butterfly lays some eggs. After a few days, the eggs hatch. Then the butterfly goes into the second stage. A small caterpillar crawls out of each egg and begins to eat. As the caterpillars eat, they get bigger and stronger.
All right, well, we've been hiking for a while now, and the air is kind of getting cooler, but definitely a lot fresher. Living in the city, there aren't a lot of places like this. Well, I think we should almost be at the trail by now. Let's go. Yay! We're finally here. The Jinan Butterfly Trail. Jinan Die. Something. Anyway, let's go. Sorry, this way. Just entered the trail, and you know what? It's kind of more like a park. I guess that's why it's also called the Jinan Butterfly Eco Education Park. And you know what? I can already smell a lot of beautiful flowers. It's a wonderful place. Achoo! Of planning to create this trail. People planted a variety of plants to attract different butterflies. And there are some plants called host plants. These are plants that butterflies can lay their eggs on, and then caterpillars, as they grow, will eat the leaves and get bigger and stronger. Look what I found! Look, it's a caterpillar. And it looks like it's about to make a chrysalis and become a butterfly. Wow, that's amazing. There are also nectar plants in this area. Nectar plants are plants that attract butterflies because they have nectar. Nectar is a sweet juice that butterflies love to eat.
When the caterpillars have reached their full size, they turn themselves into a chrysalis. This is the next stage of a butterfly's life. This stage can last for a few weeks, a month, or even longer. During this stage, it might not look like a lot is happening, but the caterpillar is actually going through a big change. Soon, it is time for the last stage. This is when the caterpillar comes out of the chrysalis with beautiful new wings as a butterfly. The caterpillar's job was to eat. Now it is an adult, and it has a new job. Now its job is to find a partner so the female can lay eggs on leaves and create even more beautiful butterflies.
Right next to the Butterfly Eco Education Park, there is a great hiking trail that goes up the mountain. I have hiked for nearly an hour, but it was worth it. The view up here is amazing, and the air is so fresh. Just listening to the sound of the wind relaxes me. Well, friends, remember, just like butterflies, we all go through a process. And as we transform and grow, we can become beautiful people that can bless this world. All right, friends, this is Campbell for eReport. I'll see you next time.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions. And today we have Pauline helping us. Thank you, Pauline.
Of course. I am ready for any questions, Peter.
Oh, okay, you look excited. So what weighs more, 1 pound of paper or 1 pound of water?
Ooh, 1 pound of each. Well, don't they weigh the same? So neither one?
Yes, you got that right.
But what does that have to do with today's review?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to ask because you said you were ready for any question. Okay, here is really a question from the week.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Alex and Rob are hiking. They are on the Pacific Crest Trail, but they can't hike the whole trail right now. Why?
Well, of course, they can't hike the whole trail. That takes between 4 and 6 months. That is a long time.
Very good. But I hope one day I have time to hike there myself.
We learn about an interesting restaurant this week, too. It is called Simon's Shapes. But why is this restaurant so special?
It is a very interesting restaurant. This is because the food is made into different shapes, like triangles and diamonds.
Very good, Peter. I can tell you that you are paying attention. And I hope that you were too, friends.
All right, now it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back. Now, Jinan Hiking Trail is where we should go next. I want to see all the butterflies there.
Yes, I love hiking. I have been to some great spots to see butterflies, and this is a hike that we can do during the day. It's a little bit shorter than the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yes, just a little bit shorter. Well, now we should go on to our features. This will be fun. We can watch them together.
The street, give a smile to those you meet, then open up your mouth and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see, talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say, words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad, try saying things that make them glad. Helpful words will make them strong, with positive words you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Excuse me, sir. Hello. Have a seat. So, what is the problem?
Doctor, do you see these dark circles under my eyes? They look terrible.
Well, hang on a moment. I have the perfect medicine for you. Here, take these.
Okay.
You know, if you have dark circles, it is probably because, well, it means that there are signs of, it could be that...
It is a sign that you are not sleeping enough!
That's right! It is a sign that you are not sleeping enough.
And that was a super sentence. I am Super Sentence Man, and it is a sign that something is a super sentence. It's perfect for you.
Yes, it is. And I can use it in another way.
Oh?
You always come quickly to help people. It is a sign that you are healthy.
Yes. Yes, it is a sign that I am healthy. What's so funny?
And it is a sign that you have nothing better to do.
Why you? You! You! Oh.
I'm sorry, Super Sentence Man. Don't be angry. It was just a joke.
Oh, you said a super sentence. It is a sign that I have nothing better to do. Super!
Oh.
Yes.
So you're not angry?
Well, of course not. You know, it's true. I have nothing better to do than share my super sentences with the world.
Really?
Yes. And you know, a super sentence every day will make your English so great. What's going on?
I don't know. He's acting silly. It could be a sign that he needs more sleep.
Or it is a sign that you gave him the wrong medicine.
Oh no! What have I done?
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn our English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes. We always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturday to review lessons with us, and you can watch those conversations again.
And this is a great place to come to always practice with us. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We had a lot of fun. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.